The Lord remained standing before Abraham. Then Abraham drew near and said, Abraham entered into prayer, a very famous prayer that we've heard time and time again, where he intercedes on behalf of others, imploring God's mercy. But it's the very fact that the Lord was remaining right there before Abraham, and in a way, beckoning him to come closer. And Abraham drew near, that is, he entered into deeper prayer. Now, my brothers and sisters, that is at the whole essence of our readings this weekend. The importance of going deeper into our relationship with Jesus, to enter into a better prayer life, to become one with God even more. Because God is right here before us. We hear in the very second reading, you were buried with him in baptism. We know of that union that we already have with him as if he's right there beside us through the sacrament of baptism. The Holy Spirit coming down upon us in that sacrament and then deepened through confirmation. And then the Eucharist. The Lord right here, giving of his body, his blood, his soul and divinity from this very altar. The Lord is right here. That even if we might have that struggle with sin, that separation from him, he's right there in the confessional, being ready to hear our confessions and wipe away our sins. The moment that we are sick and suffering, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. The Lord is always near to you and me. In order to draw us closer to him, he invites us, though, into prayer. To be like Abraham, to draw nearer, to come closer, as he wants to come closer to you and me. And that, my brothers and sisters, is at the very essence of the gospel. That one disciple who asks, Lord, teach us how to pray, probably was observing Jesus in prayer. Noticing how he was one with the Father, how he was always drawing closer to his Father in heaven, receiving from him and giving of himself, being in that very dialogue of prayer, so that their communion was one. And my brothers and sisters, it's that very communion when this question is asked, Lord, teach us how to pray, that our Lord probably surprised him and all the other apostles, as it surprises myself every time I read this, that he simply says, when you pray, say, Our Father. Do you see what he's doing there? He's inviting you into that relationship that he already has with the Father. He doesn't simply say that it's in the part of like, well, this is Jesus' Father because I'm the Son of God. But rather, he looks at you and me and says, you know what? You are a part of my family now. You are with me. As my precious daughters, my beloved sons, we are together as one to where we call upon God as our Father. That's that drawing near. That's that going closer like Abraham. That you and I are invited to continue to draw from in our very personal prayer as well. That the very sacraments we celebrate, especially the Eucharist, as Jesus is drawing near to us, that we seek to continue to draw near to him, not just at Mass, but then strengthened through the Eucharist and our baptismal dignity, we will seek all week to draw closer to the Lord. To be like Abraham and to approach him in prayer, to become one with him. But notice in the gospel too that it says Jesus was praying in a certain place. There's everywhere we can pray. But the thing is there are certain places in which we are drawing closer to the Lord. And there's no better place than in Eucharistic adoration, in our very adoration chapel, to be able to look upon Jesus as he gets to look upon you and me. That there we see, like Abraham, there is God right there remaining before me. And now I get to draw closer. I get to be like Abraham and enter into that very loving embrace of Almighty God. I get to be there with Jesus and call upon our Heavenly Father together to be one with Him. Because the importance then of this very prayer, the reason why we need to continue to draw closer to God is so that His love may come even more present in you and me. And that very love is what drives out sin. It's what changes our hearts. Because there's so many temptations by the devil, by the world, to lead us to become in our own hearts a very Sodom and Gomorrah itself. That our hearts become deprived, decrepit because of sin. Because we haven't drawn closer to the Lord. We haven't been seeking His very love to be filled with Him who wants just to give us every good gift we hear. And especially the gift of the Holy Spirit. If we desire a conversion of heart, it's not anything we do on our own, but rather, it's just turning ourselves over to God in prayer and allowing His love to push out whatever sin we're struggling with, to change our hearts, to be unlike a Sodom and Gomorrah, but to become His heavenly kingdom, to be one with Him, so that we can together with Jesus call God Father for all eternity in heaven. May we then, through the Eucharist, as we draw near to Jesus, seek throughout this week to enter into deeper prayer. And I would challenge you to take the time to enter into that certain place of the Adoration Chapel. To take that moment just once this week to spend an hour with the Lord. To be able to say, Lord, I do want to receive Your love. I want to be joined to You in this certain place where I get to see You face to face. And You get to look upon me with great love. Because it's through that very prayer, through that time of adoration, our hearts will be filled with every grace, with every blessing. And we then will be sanctified by the Lord and become His saints in His heavenly kingdom. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.